this morning. So the first thing we do is welcome Holy Spirit in the house. He wants to make his presence known. And that's why we're here. We want change. It has to be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we welcome his presence in the house today, getting focused on why we're here, whatever's happened this week, what you may be concerned about next week, just drop it to the side for a few moments. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place today, that you would come and do only what you can do. Fill this place with your presence today, that we would always be in awe of your presence. Your presence is what changes us. Holy Spirit, come and set upon us today, Lord, that there would be breakthrough in every area of our lives, that we would not ever want to stay the same, that we would always have a teachable spirit, that you are taking us from glory to glory. Open the eyes of our hearts today, Lord. Open up our ears, spiritual ears, that we may hear what you would have to say today. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in this place. Hallelujah. So good to see everybody this morning. Have you been in good hands this week? Remembering the message we spoke about last week, it's all whose hands you're in, because that determines everything in your life. Amen. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, a very familiar passage of Scripture, says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Aren't you glad that God knows the plans he has for your life? Declares the Lord. Plans, what's his plans for you? To prosper you, body, soul, and spirit. His plans is not to harm you. God's a good, good father. His plans is to give you hope in the future. And that's what we're going to be talking about after a while, about plans, about broken bones, about breath, about life, God putting things back together again. Amen. And even Job says, "I know that you can do all things." Remember what we said, that whatever you're imagining God to do right now, he can do something bigger. Because he's a more than God. Amen. "I know that you can do all things, and that no thought or purpose of yours can be restrained." God. "I know that you can do all things." I know. You can't know that I know. You got to know that you know. I know that you can do all things. What do you need to God do for you today? Have you got any bones that's dislocated? Have you got any things disjointed in your life, disconnected in your life? Before the end of the service today, God's going to bring those things together. You're going to see them coming together. They may look scattered right now, but God's going to bring them together. "I know that you can do all things, and that no thought or purpose or plan of yours can be restrained." All the chatter that you're hearing is just the devil stirring up a bunch of noise to get you distracted from what God is wanting to do. Amen. So you get into worship this morning. Get into worship this morning. Throw off that stuff that's happened this morning or last week, or you may think, "And I'm going to have to deal with it next week." You're going to leave this place today with a different perspective. Amen. A different attitude. Amen. Because guess what? This time tomorrow is not going to matter. We don't have tomorrow. Yesterday's gone, but we have right now. And now faith is. Now faith is. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we've got a couple of old ones. Since Miss Sherry missed those old ones we did last week, we won't redo those old ones. But you know, we've got to believe when we come in here that the atmosphere of expectancy is the breeding ground for miracles. Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Remember that?
Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed.
Do that again now. So,
somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. So I will praise him, for he has set me free. And I will praise him, he brings the victory. And I will praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
And I will praise him, for he has set me free.
And I will praise him, he brings the victory. And I will praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. We shout to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. I'll never forget that our dear friends, Phil, that came from the church at Lexington. Praising God. Amen. Well, now this next one, come on, Ben. She's got to help me do that one because Kim, it's so old, Kim doesn't know. And Ben asked to do this one, all right? So everybody, you just repeat with Ben, all right? And it'll come back to you really quick.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised.
Who is worthy to be praised.
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Saved from my enemies.
The Lord liveth. Blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised.
Who is worthy to be praised.
So shall
singing that one. Glory to God. I will call upon the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And you know who is the Lord? He is the King of glory. Do you believe that this morning?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, we love you so much this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus.
Lift up your gates, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gates to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. As we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the earth with grace.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus.
King of glory, strong and mighty.
There is one God, He is holy.
There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus. King of glory, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up.
Come on, church.
Let the redeemed declare the love as we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong
yes.
and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Glory to God. Lord, we just thank
yes,
you for being
you,
strong
Lord.
And being mighty, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as Pastor Shirley was opening up and talking about the word that God's going to give today about, I don't know, broken bone, everything being restored. We are in, that's what we're all about. It's the Lord moving today. And you know, there is a move. Anytime you come in here, believe in God, we expect a move, don't we? We expect a move of God. We expect ourselves to move and to be different. And we are under that move of God. I want you to just praise with us. Hallelujah.
Still being moved.
Amen.
Strongholds are still being loosed.
God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do.
Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain.
God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a move. We need a move. We need a move. We need a move.
Talk about those mountains again.
Mountains are still being moved.
Amen, church. Come on now.
Strongholds are still being loose.
God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do.
Bodies are still being raised.
Amen.
Giants are still being slain.
God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a move. We need a move. We need a move. We need a move.
Bodies are still being raised, and giants are still being slain. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a move.
Glory to God.
We need a move. We need a move. We need a move.
Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming.
This is a move. Glory to God.
This is a move. 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 This is a move.
This is a move.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God.
And I want to say something to you, church. You realize we're in here about 2 hours a week on Sunday morning. Now, it's wonderful to come in here and ask God to move, but did you know that most of the time when you need God to move, you're out there?
That's right.
And that's the thing that we've got to, we get prepared in here to deal with out there. Because the things that are going to happen, you know, you're not going to have an emergency probably during this service. But you don't know what's going to come your way in the week to come. And you need the move of God out there. And Laverne's got a little testimony she's going to share about the move out there.
I tell you what, you know, I walk at Walmart every morning. Go around and around and around. Sometimes I'll see you if you're there, and sometimes I won't. Depends on how focused I am. But I was walking the other day, and we had been working on a new song about peace. Peace. And you know, you just be walking along like I was. Just peaceful. I was singing this song in my head and just bopping along around Walmart. And all of a sudden, I realized. Well, when I pulled in the parking lot, I did something that the voice on the inside of me told me not to do. I was going to pick up a few groceries. And I thought, I don't want to walk back out here for my checkbook. So I am just going to tear out a blank check. And I'm going to put it in my pocket. And that way, when I get done, I'll get my stuff. And that'll be good. Well, in the meantime, I got to talking to Miss Martha and Pat. And I took my earbuds and, of all things, shoved them in that pocket where that check was. Now, you all already know the story. When I left them to continue my walk, I pulled out my earbuds. And guess what I pulled out? And didn't know it. My check. Because I had a grocery list in there with it, and I thought, well, it's all still in there. So I did all my walking. Did all my walking. And I got ready to buy my stuff, and I pulled out my grocery list. And guess what wasn't in it? The blank check. I went. Every bit of that peace left. Every bit of my peace just went right out the window, and I'm going. And I went back there where I talked to Miss Martha. Of course, it wasn't there. And I said, God. And immediately I said, cover me. God, cover me. Give me your peace. Let somebody honest pick that blank check up and think it's trash and just throw it away or something. Let them be honest and decent. And so I went all the way around thinking it might be somewhere else. And I'm thinking, cover me. Lord, cover me. My anxiety was trying to set in bad. So I called Jerry. He called the bank. And they said, the only way you can stop a check is to come up here and put down $25. So I headed out of there. I had to go get gas and go to church and do something. And then stopped to get gas. And Walmart back, and I said, I even checked the service desk. Nobody had turned it in. Now, that's what I would have done. I would have picked it up and turned it into service desk. But anyway, so I called them, and I said, would you mind telling everybody not to take a check on Gerald and Laverne Relaford because it's still lost? And they said, sure, we'll go tell everybody not to accept a check on Gerald and Laverne Relaford. So that helped me a little bit. And I'm still saying, cover me, Father, with your peace. Cover me, Father, with your peace. You're in charge. You're in charge. You're in charge. So I called Jerry again after I got my gas. He said, guess what? Got a phone call. Some man that lives on the other side of Edmonton called. And called the number. Jerry's number was on the check. Gave me his name and everything. And said, I found this check at Walmart. And he said, I almost threw it away and said, I thought, no, said somebody, it might be their last check. Glory to God. And Jerry gave him the check number, and it was my check. And Jerry told the man to, I mean, that's a miracle to me.
Amen.
Come on. Anyway, so after I hung up with Jerry, I sat down in my car, and the voice came to me again. First off, I should have listened to him. You should listen to that voice when it tells you to do something or not do something. And then he said, Laverne, I did this to show you how much I love you. He said, I care for all the little things in your life. So, you know, church, the Lord was saying, take everything to God. And this song is just very, very simple. It reminds me of some of the old songs that we used to learn, and it's not that new. But just got it into my head, and it goes, peace,
peace of God, cover me, cover me, cover me. Peace of God, cover me through the storm. Cover me.
Sing that with me now. Come on now.
Peace of God, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. Only in you I'm secure.
Hear that, church?
Only in you I find peace. So cover me, cover me. Only in you I am safe.
Only in you.
Only in you I'm secure.
I'm secure.
Only in you I find peace. So cover me. Cover me.
Cover me
when I am hurting. Cover me when I'm not strong. Cover me when I am going through the storm. Cover me when all seems hopeless. Cover me when my faith is gone. Let the peace that passes all I understand. Cover me when I am hurting. Cover me when I'm not strong. Cover me when I am going through the storm. Cover me when all seems hopeless. Cover me when my faith is gone. Let the peace that passes all I understand. Cover me. Cover me.
Peace of God, come on now.
Peace of God, cover me, cover me, cover me. Peace of God, cover me through the storm. Cover me.
Only in you, come on now.
Only in you I am saved.
Stop there just a minute. All that's gone on the last 2 weeks. All the murders, all the killings, all the hate, all the rhetoric, all the awful stuff, you turn your TV on and realize that the only thing that's going to save our nation is Jesus Christ. Only in Him are we saved.
Only in Him
I am saved.
Only in Him.
Only in Him I'm secure.
Only.
Only in Him I find peace. So cover me. Cover me. Cover me. Cover me when I'm not strong. Cover me when I am going through the storm. Cover me when all seems hopeless. Cover me when my faith is gone. Let the peace that passes all I understand cover me. Cover me.
Cover me again.
Cover me. Cover me.
You know, you got to remember Psalm 91. It talks about it, how He covers us. We don't have to fear an evil report. And He covers you over. You know, it's just like when that hen covers those little chickens to protect them and gives His life, and those little chickens end up being safe and secure. You just got to picture the Lord God in whatever situation you're in. Or, you know, because like I said, you can be full of peace and all of a sudden anxiety will try to hit you. It'll try to steal your peace. And you know, the Jewish word, you know, shalom, peace, it's not just talking about peace of mind. It's talking about fullness. It's talking about health. It's talking about prosperity. It's talking about provision and peace of mind, you know. Do that chorus just one more time.
Peace of God, cover me. Cover me. Cover me, peace of God, cover me through the storm. Cover me.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you so much. I want you to sit down right now. We're going to take up the offering and amen. We have to praise God, Ben. That's right.
And I want to, you remember when Jesus came into Jerusalem and His final trip, and He stood outside and He looked over the city and said, and I'm not using every word, but He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chickens and covers them. And then there was four words that He ended with that just wrench your soul. But you would not. How often I would have protected you. How often I would have done what the mother chicken does but you wouldn't. And He's crying up there because He knows what their fate's going to be because they would not let Him cover them. So, you know, don't think that, I can make it, I can do it myself. Just let Him cover you no matter what. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for blessing this offering. And as we do this offering, we're going to do that other song that we've been doing called The Goodness of God, because, you know, it all goes together. If you don't believe in the goodness of God, you're not going to have peace.
That's
We've
right.
got to believe that God loves us, provides, and you know that the only way that we are good is because He is good through us. Amen? Thank you, Father God.
Jesus.
Love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me in all my days. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my
I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You've led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Believe that, church. Stand up.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Do that again. All my life.
All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You may be seated.